It's been nearly 2 years since Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner formed the State Commission on Criminal Justice and Sentencing Reform. It's to resolve prison overpopulation in Illinois. Rauner calls the plan 25 by 2025. It aims to reduce prison populations by a quarter by the year 2025. On this week's Friday Forum, WNIJ's Jesse Schlacks looks into Northern Illinois efforts working toward this goal.
John Capello is a Republican state representative from McChesney Park. He has nearly two decades of experience with the Rockford Police Department. Capello was appointed by Governor Rauner to the state's Criminal Justice and Sentencing Reform Commission. He says the group's 28 members from diverse backgrounds had some disagreements but came to a consensus in many areas. For example, Capello says, incarceration is costly.
For a low-level offender to be in prison, it costs $22,000 a year to the taxpayers to have in the correctional facilities.
He says the commission stressed reducing sentences for minor drug offenses. Capello says they also pushed the need for more transitional services.
It's not working that we're sending people to prison, but then just warehousing them and not giving or offering any type of educational programs, because if we don't give them the tools while they're in prison when they get back out, more than likely they're going to go back to reoffending.
About 20 professional and aspiring counselors, correctional officers, and former inmates are discussing their thoughts and experiences of how to keep people out of jails. Amanda Stone is a part of the conversation. She's a counselor education doctoral student at Northern Illinois University. Stone has years of experience under her belt working as a substance abuse and addictions counselor at the Winnebago County Jail and the Sheridan Correctional Facility. She says a large portion of the Sheridan inmates were affiliated with a gang.
A lot of times they would get busted selling drugs, and then the other part was if they were an addict and they started using out on the streets or wherever, then they would steal, they would break and enter, they would rob. Gunpoint or not, those are still pretty heavy crimes that'll get you put in prison for quite a while.
Stone says often these prisoners get paroled but would reoffend. She calls it a revolving door.
And so when you get out of prison, you've been away for 2 years, you haven't been contributing to your family, you haven't been taking care of your kids, and they're struggling, and you come home and then you sit on the couch because you can't do anything.
She calls on prisons to provide more vocational training.
The best hope that people have when they're in prison or in jail are these types of groups, are these types of, things that teach them social skills, communication skills, anger management, how to be a better parent.
Empathy is among numerous skills Stone tries to foster in NIU students wanting to get into the field and some who already are. She co-teaches a new course on juvenile justice in the College of Education. Its aim is to reduce recidivism and keep youths out of the system. Teresa Fisher is a counseling professor at NIU. She says she conceived the course after realizing the need to take a more humanistic approach to intervention.
You wouldn't know if you saw them in the street that they would have been in trouble, because often they just need a different chance or a different direction, a different type of support, because they have so much potential.
Fisher says some youth look down on themselves because of their environment.
You're nothing, you're a loser, and they're hearing so much negative stuff that they don't know even how to begin to, okay, let me think about what are some inner strengths that I have that I can be, that can help me and enhance my my direction and my focus.
Fisher says schools should scale back on using law enforcement for punishment.
Fighting or when someone, talks back to a teacher or different things like that, instead of like detention, the police officer, oh, hey, come over, take care of this, And as soon as you do that, that paperwork starts.
She says this creates the school-to-prison pipeline. Instead, Fisher stresses getting to the root.
Why was that student late every day anyway, right? Why were they missing so many classes? And then they get to see what's happening at home. It could be no one to get them up, no one to help them with breakfast, no one to provide that structure.
And for those who do get caught in the system on first offenses, Fisher points to the idea of restorative justice.
Instead of giving them prison time or perhaps have an opportunity to get better understand how their behavior impacted someone else.
It would require the youth to admit their guilt, but she says hearing implications of the crime firsthand can help curb future offenses. Finding alternative and creative solutions to juvenile justice is a centerpiece in Fisher's class. Students like Candy Morales, who hopes to work in youth probation one day, says it's important to assess the system.
There's always that need of questioning how to do things or questioning whether something is actually working or not.
And she says the class is beneficial in how it draws on a variety of insights.
Usually in a classroom, you only have that teacher perspective that has been studying and doing research in a certain topic. But in this course, we actually have different speakers and we have different co-instructors that have actually been able to work in the field.
As the semester was winding down at NIU, Illinois lawmakers got their wheels spinning in the fall legislative session. Once the final report from the Commission on Criminal Justice and Sentencing Reform was submitted last December, the power of implementation went into the hands of the General Assembly. Some measures got the green light, like Senate Bill 2872. It aims to give judges more discretion to dole out appropriate punishment, like parole instead of prison. It's also geared to encourage inmates to embrace rehabilitative programs. Overall, data shows a downward trend in state prison populations so far. The number of Illinois inmates has dropped more than 8% since fiscal year 2014. That's according to the Department of Corrections. But Cabello says more work needs to be done to fulfill the 25 by 2025 goal. He says the commission's work still feels unfinished.
I don't think it was done. You know, we can talk about the opioid problem. There's a lot we can talk about.
Cabello says he would reinstate the commission right now, but that decision is up to Governor Rauner. I'm Jesse Schlax, WNIJ News.